Okay, so we are page 169. We're going through slowly the differences between how we utilize our bitachon and or our hishtadlus in regards to gashmias and into ruchnias. We're trying to break it down slowly, trying to give ourselves as much detail as possible in order that we can make the right decisions at each step. We don't usually go into details until you go into the kolam, to the big rules. The big rules we learned at the beginning of the Sefer. Right? The big rules of life, bitachon, is the inyan of chachma. It's the wisdom of, let's say, bitachon. After you have the wisdom, the general understanding, then you can go into the bina, which is the different details, which then help you can actualize that in life. Right? You can't just live through klalim. Klalim is a start. The way to live is when you take the klal, break it up into many pieces, and then, we're skipping a lot of steps, but then you, depending on the situation of life, you utilize one of those details. It's always connected to the klal, of course. Everything goes back to, everything's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything's for the best. That's the klal. Klal gadol b'taru, klal gadol b'tachan. Everything's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything's for the best. A few other, but that's the basic klal. But that's hard to, okay, so how? What do I do when there's a certain inyan at work? I know that, okay, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is the best, I know. But what do I do with that? What does that tell me to do? How does that tell me to feel? How does it tell me to act? So that's what we've been working on. So now we're still in the difference between gashmis and ruchnis, and we're in a general form. I want to finish. I think I might just read through as much as we can, and then I'm going to show you this little tavla, whatever it's called in English, chart. This chart that goes through beautifully this sefer. This is probably one of the best sefer I've seen. It's the best sefer I've seen on Shaar Bitachon. The parish Asher Ish, I forgot his name. He's from England. He's from London. Unbelievable, what he did with Shaar Bitachon. He makes these charts, beautiful charts, to show you everything that he's going to say. So we'll go through this afterwards, I think. So let's continue here. We were doing gashmis last week. Let's go now to ruchnis. So page 169. So let's go to 69. Yeah.
What page?
169.
Basically just keep the bookmark in the same place. Sorry.
So right here, before he starts the words, we'll just start reading their Hakdama. Right in the middle of the page, the author continues by explaining the matters of Torah observance, how they are different. By Gashmias, we had to have bitachon and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way from the Bechira stage. What is good for me in terms of the job, in terms of all the Gashmias? I don't even know. And therefore, I have to have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to guide me to the right thing. You have to daven as part of your hishtadlis, but so if it's we trust the Kaddish Baruch Hu that he's going to take us to the place that we need to be. But when it comes into ruchnias, a person only needs to pray to God or rely on him to show him how to behave in those areas where God has not already done so. The world of gashmias. However, when it comes to the service of God, Avodas Hashem, he has already instructed us how to serve him. We have a Torah. And he has told us that doing so is for our good. Choose good. It therefore makes no sense to rely on God for this. So let's read. Aval avodas habori yisborach einen akein. Mipnei shekvar hu dianu ofne hanachonu ba. Vitzivanu livchor ba. Vinasan lanu hayicholas aleh. However, this is not the case with the service of the Creator. May he be blessed. This is because he already informed us of the proper ways in which to serve him. We have 613 ways, and we have many details, whatever the Rabbanim tell us. So he already told us what to do, and he commanded us to choose them. Don't trust in him. He already told you what to do. Now go do it. And he gave us the ability to do them. Page 170. Mipnei shekvar kadmo da'aso utsanu darachei havelda asher yo ilenu b'olam hazeh ba. Therefore, if we were to pray to him that he guide us in our choices regarding this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know, I'm getting up in the morning, I don't know, what should I do this morning? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me think of what to do. God comes and says, what are you I already told you to go daven. Go daven. What are you davening for? You know to go daven. It says, well, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart. Yep, okay, fine. What do I do after that? If you have time to learn, go learn. You know the mitzvahs. A guy comes around for tzedakah. Should I give him tzedakah? I told you, give tzedakah. So if we were to pray to him that he guide us in our choices regarding this, or we were to rely on him to show us the best ways for us to serve him, we would be mistaken in our offering words of prayer to him, and we'd be fools in our reliance on him. For why? For he has already informed us of the ways in which to serve him, which will help us both in this world and in the world to come. So when it comes to Ruchnius, in a general way, we already know what to do. Therefore, our bitachon is not in the first step. The first step meaning to choose what to do. I already know what to do. So we really jump to the second, which is called hishtadlus. Right? Remember, let's go back. I forgot. We've been doing this for many weeks, but it's chazer over. There's three major parts, and even those parts get broken down, but there's three major parts to anything we do in this world. The Chovos of us told us. There's number one, the bechira, the choice. Number two, there's the hishtadlus, the efforts. And then there's number three, the gemar, hamaisa, or the result. Three parts. So when it comes to the bechira, to choose, whereas by Gashmi, I have to have bitachon. I don't even know what to choose. I daven to you, help guide me to the choice. Whereas by Ruchnius, there's no bitachon there. I trust that you'll show me what to do today. You'll show me how to serve you. What do you mean? We already have a Torah. We have the Rabbanim. We know what to do. So therefore, you cannot daven. You cannot trust, just rely that a Kodesh Baruch will show you that part. He already told you, make that choice. Ad kan. Move on to the second shlav, hishtadlus, which is on you. Hishtadlus is for sure on us. Then we'll get to the Gemara Maisa soon. Two points to make. Number one point, this piece of the Chovos Avos, and he doesn't say this, but this is my assumption, and anybody we can argue if we like. Well, I'll ask you a question. Well, what happens, person says, okay, I know I have to daven. I'm not sure which minyan to daven in. Of course, I have to daven. I have to learn. I have to do tzedakah. I'm not really sure which minyan. There's a few options. I'm not really sure what style of learning or which mesecta I should start with if I choose Gemara, right? That's already a choice. Or which tzedakah should I give? I know that at least I was told. I have to do that. But now I don't know which one. Is it appropriate now to have bitachon, to daven and have bitachon on which choice, which minyan to go to, which chelik of Torah I should learn, or no? Just make a choice because a Kaddish Bar already told you. I think here it would not be inappropriate to daven and to have a bitachon that a Kaddish Bar will guide you to the right minyan, let's say. I don't think that would be inappropriate.
I don't understand the point. I'm sure there is a point, but I don't really get it, because if the rabbi rewinds to even sooner than that, because the majority of Jews are not from, and did I make a choice to go this way, or God made me go this way, maybe I have a choice, and maybe I just shouldn't have faith that it's going to work out. My family worked out very differently, so I think there was a big choice.
One second, pause.
In choosing this path.
What of we're truth. Talking about now, we've discussed this many
somebody
times.
Somebody who's already in?
When we're talking about right now, with this whole Sefer right now is in the present moment and moving forward. Anything that's in the past, that is not what we're talking about here.
Say it's my present. What's the difference? Jews are not from most.
We're not talking about, we're talking about people who are,
you have a choice to choose.
We're talking about here, in this Sefer, Chovos Avos, people who are ascribing to Bitachon. That means you have to know about Bitachon, you have to be choosing mitzvah, you have to know this. That's what we're talking about. I'm not a person who's a from Jew, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
That
discussion is for another discussion. This is Bitachon, and we're talking about somebody who knows that he has to do the mitzvahs.
Bitachon comes after
Right. So we'll talk about that part afterwards, but we have to know where we're holding. We're talking about in this room right now, how we go through. So again, I don't know if it would be inappropriate when it comes to the details of the mitzvahs that I already know to do. I'm not asking for a sign from God to go daven. I'm going to daven. But within that, I don't think it would be inappropriate to start davening because you will show me the right way. I'm going to daven either way.
Why would there be an assumption or a thought that it would be inappropriate? I mean, I'm totally in agreement with you.
No, because, I'll tell you why, because it wasn't really a point to argue with. It was just that I'm making a deeper point within the Chovos Avos, which he didn't say. So I'm just opening up, if I may be wrong. But I think it's important. Because again, what's the tachlis of bitachon? The tachlis of bitachon is to be able to live life with everything we're doing in a calm way. And that's by trusting and relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that everything that I'm going to do and that's happening is all for the best. We can only rely on that. We can only feel that calm if we have the proper balance of our hishtadlis, where I'm supposed to put in my efforts, plus where I'm supposed to just say a kaddish baruch, it's all you, I have no idea. We have to have that proper balance. So certain places, if a person would take control, if a person would, whereby, during spirituality, okay, if he would take the bitachon route, kaddish baruch hu, listen, if you want me to go to shul, then you send me a sign, right? Let's say he does the opposite of what he's supposed to do. Okay, imagine. And then he doesn't go to shul that day because he didn't get a sign. Because if you want it to be, right now it's raining outside. God, I don't want to go to shul. It's raining. If you make it sunny right now, then that's, you want me to go to shul today. But it's raining, so it's going to stay raining. So he doesn't go to shul. Now afterwards, you know, when he wakes up and he has his coffee, maybe I should have gone to shul today. He starts to feel bad a little bit, right? Why is he feeling bad? Because really, he should have gone. It was just a silly thing that he did in the morning. That was the inappropriate. It was an inappropriate place to put pitachon, right? But what would be another case? Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm getting up. I have two options right now. Do I daven at my regular minyan, which I might be on time, maybe a little bit late, or I can go to another minyan, which is in 20 minutes, and it's not my regular minion, it's not my regular people, but I'll be on time. A question, I don't know. A person doesn't know. What should he do? Back and forth. He's going to daven. He has his towels and tefillin, he's in the car. Where does he go? See, here you need to be talking. Because you're going to daven, but we want to make the best choice with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm going to try to daven my best, I'm going to try to make the best choice. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help to make that decision. Where should I go? Because at the end of this, whichever way you choose, you might start to feel bad afterwards. You might, right? If you go on time a little bit late to your minion, then you're catching up the whole time and you're huffing and puffing, you feel like, oh man, you know what? I should have just gone to the other minion. Or if you drove to the other minion and you dive in there and you're on time, your towels and tefillin, but it's not your place. Someone then says, can you please move out of my seat? And you start going over, and then your davening is also bad. You're like, oh, you know what? I should have just gone to my minion. So we don't want that. We want to put ourselves in a position that whatever we do, at the end of it, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was what you wanted, and I take it with simcha. Whether you go to your minion and it was a bad davening, whether you go to the other minion and it was a bad davening, we want to put ourselves in the position where, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I tried my best, I daven to you, I use my bitachon, I trust in you that you'll guide me which way, whatever comes into my head, and that's it. Whichever way it goes, however my davening goes, that's what you want. I mean, I know for myself personally.
So you said the magic words. Put yourself into position. So if you've listened long enough to Rebbe, and we all have, he says be there 15 minutes before, get your tassin tefillin on, say the tefillah of the Rebbe Elimelech, or whatever.
That would be amazing. But what happens when your kid needs you? What happens?
No, one second. I'm talking about the choice that you just gave. So it seems to me clear that the person should, I know it's not going to be comfortable. I know somebody might strip me out of the seat. I know all these things would happen. However, I'll have my talisman filled in on time. I have time to say Yichleis Ma'atovu.
That's good that you know that about yourself. Not everybody knows that. Some people would say, you know what, with all that stuff, I'll go to the mikveh and I'll learn. But if it's not my place, it's not going to be good. So how do you know which way to go? Do you go to a place for hachana, but then your davening's not good? Or do you go to a place where you don't do any hachana, but your davening might be better? Is this so, it's not so posh.
Okay, so
you might know yourself.
So this is one situation. You say, Rachel, help me work this out the right way. And whatever happens, it's you.
Good, that's what we're getting to, exactly. There's a million situations in life where this happens, and we can't be prepared for all of them. But you could always be prepared if you have bitachon. Because that's like the tikkun klali of everything.
So you're saying, after the fact, don't sweat it, because that's your bitachon.
Yes, but to get to that properly, we also need to be putting the bitachon as we're driving. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu? It has to be sandwiched. Yeah. Bitachon, and then ishtadlis, and then bitachon.
Never.
You go crazy. And you know how many times, I know personally about myself, in this type of situation, I've plagued myself many, many times. Many times. And there's a million situations like this, especially in Ruchnius. We kill ourselves over, oh, I should have done that, I should have done that. And it's all for the best. We all want to serve a Kodesh Baruch properly. That's why it's such a nisayin for us. When it comes to Gashmi, it's okay, fine, so I lost the money. For some chevro, the Gashmi is okay. But the Ruchnius is very, we take it very seriously, even more, which could be the opposite.
Over it after the fact because I don't want to make the mistake again.
But that would
if
be
I
okay.
Find myself in the same situation, maybe I should just do something.
No problem with that, and that's how a person's supposed to act. But when he's going through that in his head, what's he feeling in his heart?
He shouldn't think.
When a person, right, when he's going over that which happened and he wants to make it better, but if he's plagued and he's bothered, I can't believe I did make that choice, or again and again, I made the mistake again. That needs some tinkering. That needs to be tough. No, that was what the Kodesh Baruch wanted.
Don't
make yourself... Yeah. Again, so whenever we have choices, we have to, as many details as possible, to know, do we use bitachon here or do we use ishtadlis here? Because if we use the opposite, then afterwards, we might, more often than not, feel that, again, that we're bothered, we're angry, we're upset, we're stressed, we're anxious. But if we use the right program, that's the whole point of bitachon, is that we stay calm when making the choice, if during the hishtadlis, during the efforts, and then by the gemar. Bitachon is supposed to get us to hishtavas, if we can, which is equanimity. Because bitachon is everywhere. What?
Sometimes you actually get a hint after the fact that you did the right thing by, you know, something happens and you say,
100%.
It's a good thing I was here.
Correct, correct. And that's like a little wink from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're like, yes. We know that. Again, so let's go weiter. Oh, wait, there's one more point that I wanted to make. Oh, very important point. This is more for Avodas Hashem in general, which is really the Shar Avodas Elokim, which maybe one day we'll learn, which is before this, and Shar Yichud HaMaisa, which is the Shar after Shar Bitachon. But I wanted to speak about it here because he makes a mention. It's very important. Again, this is not Bitachon, but he says like this. In this paragraph, we just said, when it comes to the general choices of Avodas Hashem, you already know what to choose. Just do it. Don't daven for some sign. Don't rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So really, you have to start your Avodas Hashem from the Hishtadlis, part 2 of 3. Correct? That's where your efforts come in. However, again, this is an Avodas Hashem in general. The Chelik of Bechira, choice, in Avodas Hashem, which is on you and it's automatic, you have to make that choice, don't just skip it. When you skip Bechir and you just jump to Hishtadlis, you know what that's called? Right? I know I have to daven every day. I'm not going to daven to Hashem that it should be sunny for me to go daven. I'm going to go to Hashem. I'm going to go to shul. So I'm skipping the whole Bechir thing. I already know it. I'm going to Hishtadlis. I'm getting in my car. What happens if you skip the whole Chelik of Bechir and you go just to Hishtadlis? You know what it's called? Doing mitzvah of rote. If you just jump to hishtadlis, then you're just doing and doing and doing and doing and doing. But did you choose to do that? I mean, in the back of our heads, we know we have to do that. But again, in terms of avodas Hashem, it's not bitachon. Just parenthetical. We still have to say a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ani rotze. That's it. Today, I want to daven. I choose to daven. Don't just skip it. We're saying don't have bitachon in it. That's my point. This chelik of the Sefer is on bitachon. So don't have bitachon in the chelik of bechira of Avodas Hashem, but have bechira in the Bechira aspect of Avodas Hashem. Very, very important part. If we learned Avodas Elokim, we learned Yichud HaMaaseh, then it would round it out. And really, one should learn the entirety of Chovos Avodos. As I've explained, if you just learn Shaar B'Tochen, you might even make mistakes mamash, because you don't have the full gamut. It's very, very important. That's why it behooves us. The whole world is, Baruch Hashem, learning Chovos Avodos Shaar B'Tochen. And it's tremendous, and it's huge. It's nothing bad about it. It's amazing. But if you really want to maximize, we also need some Svarim on Shaar Avodos Elokim and Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh. Just a point of note. Okay. Vayitei. So it says in 170, the author now quotes verses to support this. Kemosha Amar, the Pasuk says, Vayitzaveinu Hashem lasos es kol achukim ha'ele liyira es Hashem lokeinu l'tov lanu l'kol yamin. As it says in Devarim, and Hashem commanded us to perform all these statutes, these mitzvahs, to fear the Lord our God for our good all the days. It's on us. Do your shtadlis. He already commanded us. This refers to the good that we receive as a reward in this world. V'amar. B'gemul olam haba. And it also mentions olam haba. Utzedaka tialanu ki nishma lasos. Regarding the reward in the world to come, which we're going to have a whole section on that. I don't think we discussed that yet. That's coming. Regarding the reward in the world to come, how we deal with bitachon and olam haba. The pasuk says, and it will be for our merit that we guard and observe. Let's go weiter. Page 171. An additional difference between Torah matters and worldly matters. Ve'od. Ki inyone ha'olam yesh shatashef hasibah ha'mishubachas meguna. V'ha'meguna mishubachas acha avoda v'ha'avera enem ken. Ki ha'meguna v'ha'mishubach mehem lo yatak me'inyano v'lo yischalif lo'ol. Let's read this carefully. Furthermore, when it comes to material matters, the world of Gashmias, sometimes the means that appear to be good turns out to be bad. And what appears to be bad turns out to be good. It could be in Parnassa. It could be in a house you buy. It could be in clothing. It could be in refuas. Any of that. Sometimes what looks to be good ends up being bad, and what looks to be bad ends up being good. We know that. Everybody's probably experienced it both ways. However, when it comes to the service of God and transgressions of His commandments, averus, it is not so. For those things that are either bad or good will never cease to be, nor will they change to be the opposite of what they were until now. My understanding of that line is, whatever's in the Torah, a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh, which is already the guidebook, the rules that Hashem tells us what to do, those mitzvahs saseh are never going to change into lo saseh. That which is good is never going to turn bad, and the lo saseh is that which is bad will never turn into good. That's what I am understanding. His line. Could be that it could be understood differently. I'm not sure. Therefore, when it comes to, this is just to emphasize the point, when it comes to Gashmius matters, our bitachon has to be total. From beginning to end, because that which looked good, even at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me make the right choice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you pick this stock or this house or this thing, and it looks good. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're still in like the choice stage and the effort stage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for making me help me make that decision. It looks really promising. And then the whole thing goes sour right at the end. You need the wherewithal. Bitachon has to be from the beginning to the end. Because when it goes sour at the end, now what? Bitachon says, still be calm. Still for your best. Even though it looked promising, you should never leave your trusting in Kadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes what happens is a person says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me make the choice. And he makes a choice. He made the Bechira. And now he's putting the efforts in. But after he makes that original Bitachon, Hashem, help me, he then, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thanks for helping me make the choice. And then the efforts become on him. He forgets to hold on to a Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole way. If you drop him at any point, you're in potential, in a possibility state of sadness, depression, anger, right, when it doesn't go the way that you want it. Especially when it looked promising. And then it comes all crashing down. You have to hold, don't let go. Bitachon is not a 1 second thing. It's every second. From the beginning of the choice to the end of the Gemar Maisa, hold on. Every moment could go from good to bad. Now we're talking about at least in Gashmius. When it comes to Ruchnius, it's a little bit different, but in the fact that in general, that which was told to, if you daven, if you learn, you're good. Even if you didn't learn well, I did the mitzvah I'm supposed to do. If you follow the mitzvahs and you keep away from the los ases, if you did it, doesn't matter how exactly it turned out, you did what you're supposed to do. However, it's not so easy in life because every major choice, every klal, davening, but then you have the details. Well, which minyan did you choose to go to? Did you go to the 8 o'clock a little bit late? Or did you go to that 8:30 minyan, which would be on time? That already wasn't so clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you which one to go to. So there, you're in that aspect, you're in that world potentially of feeling bad afterwards and feeling anxious and nervous the whole time, whatever it is. So you still need to hold on to a Kaddish Baruch Hu the whole time from the beginning to the end. From that choice to the Shtadlis to the Gemar. Kaddish Baruch Hu, whatever comes this way, I'm going to try to do my best. But I trust you that this is what you wanted for me. Even if even if it didn't go the way that I expected it, because we're humans, we're always going to have expectations. We're trying to limit it and we're trying to pad them properly with bitachon. We're humans. We're going to have expectations. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my expectations are that it should go your way. That's what I'm hoping for. So when things go not the general way that one would want it to go, okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a teaching moment for me. Or this is a kapara for me. Again, you have the wherewithal to stay calm, even in that. You have something to say. Does that make sense? Okay.
It demands an enormous amount of...
You said this last week.
Awareness.
Yes.
Because there are, in parallel, there's 1,000 things going on.
But what? You're right. It seems to me that it's like every single second you have to be in bitachon mode. But I've said many times.
I'll continue to say this, man, because I'm struggling with
it. But when a person is working on any avoda, or let's say your business, whatever you're doing, at the beginning, there's a million things to do. How am I going to do all these things? But at some point, you become like, I'll call it like a bucky. You just know what you're doing. Your body just takes over. So when any avoda we're doing, we want to download the program, and we have to work on it hard, as much as we can. But at a certain point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the switch, and it becomes part of our teva. Not out of rote, necessarily. It becomes part of our teva. And you just think in the way of bitachon. And I'm sure anybody who's been working on this for the past 96 shiurim, I think it's 96 or 97 something, there's no way that you haven't already altered some of your states of mind. That those things that did bother you before or that plagued you, that you haven't already either automatically, it doesn't bother you anymore, or very quickly afterwards, your mind's already clicking into bitachon. You didn't open up a sefer, it's in there, it starts to change. True?
True.
So we just keep going and it will continue to change.
But there's always new things, more
details.
Okay.
So we have to continue to work on the klalim and as many details as possible, but get those klalim down and just keep going. And that's life. that's life. Living in the struggle. That's how we're working over here. Okay. Vaita, he says, with material matters, sometimes what appears to be right, be the right choice, ends up being the wrong one. Even though it's hard to say such words, it's the wrong one. It doesn't go the way that you would have liked. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It means it's right. In a Kaddish Baruch Hu's eyes, we'll say like this. In a Kaddish Baruch Hu's eyes, it's right. In your eyes, we'll say it was wrong. Our goal in Mitzvachon is that whatever we think is wrong in our eyes, stop. A, recognize in Kaddish Baruch Hu's eyes it's right. And then to be mevatel your ratzon, to Hashem's ratzon, and then say, you know what? It is right. Again, when you take a Kaddish Baruch Hu's eyes. That's what bitachon is, isn't it? It's trying to take a Kaddish Baruch Hu's eyes in this world and see it like he sees it, which is always for the best. You won't know all the details that he knows because what happens now could affect 20 years from now. But bichlal, in a general way, this is the best way. This is what Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. These are his eyes. These are his actions.
That's one way of looking at it, but I think there's another way of looking at it in the sense of where we have more confidence that the Torah is MS and it's Mamish MS than the human's choices and the parnasa and the day-to-day. In order to have Menuchas HaNefesh, of course, it's not wrong. But it's saying, yeah, there is wrong. But when you're in the Torah side of the equation, the Torah has much more MS then yeah, your life, you mamish, it could be mamish wrong. It's, I think it's trying to say you can't go wrong when you're following the Torah and mitzvahs. You have more chances of going wrong.
We're talking about,
on the
again,
other side, on the Gashmiya side. Because isn't this a comparison between the Ruchni side and the Gashmiya side?
In Bitachon, we're making a comparison. But in general, in Bitachon, again,
no, of course. I mean,
there's Bitachon.
Did the right thing.
Okay, so that's...
I understand that.
There's many
halakha. This discussion is a contrast between the two. So when he says wrong, I think he's saying wrong compared to Torah, which is right, and is
because,
less fallible.
No, because here, I just read, with material matters. With material matters, sometimes what appears to be right choice ends up being the wrong one.
Right.
Material matters.
Wrong. But in Bitachon, there is no wrong.
Right. What I'm saying is like this. When we use the word wrong, okay, just that's the way we use it, wrong comes with a certain emotion. What's that emotion? Bad, down, dark.
Guilt.
That's what the word wrong comes with. Correct? I'm speaking like as open, and I think that's classic, right? So in the world of Bitachon, we're trying to steer clear, not that we're poo-pooing everything, and everything's amazing, and I can do whatever I want. No. It's that everything is happening
for the right reason.
For the best.
Of course.
So that's what I'm saying. We have to just, I'm being very
medactic.
That's what
he was saying. I thought he was talking about.
But let's just do what I'm saying.
Comparing Ruchnius and Gashmius.
That's okay. But I think everybody understands this point. It's very important because we're trying to, again, I'm reading somebody else's words. I didn't write these words, but I want to read it because this is a safer. But it's, I'm being very medactic. It could be I'm too much. I don't think so. But we don't realize how subtle. One word, the word wrong, it has a whole world of meaning. Whereas, I'm not saying it's right, but we want to put it in. Bitachon is about making it, it's God's choice. It was his action. Or his result. So you can never say wrong. You could say it was the right action that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made happen. Now, what's my reaction? Well, if my davening didn't go well, first of all, I'm calm. Hashem, you chose that. But maybe I have to recalibrate properly because maybe even though that was right for today, we should never put ourselves, you make a choice in a stock and it went down, or you make a choice in a business deal and it didn't go. So, okay, Baal Bitachon says, okay, this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He wanted this to happen. Now, next day, another deal comes up. Same exact deal. So now I should make the same decision because anyway, yesterday's deal, I believe is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he wanted, even though I lost, but I'm okay, it's what Hashem wanted. So I should just do the same thing, again, and again, and again. That would not be called Bitachon. That's called Amaratzis. Today, with my choice, with my going forward, I have to have Bitachon again. Yes, what happened yesterday was from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he wanted me to lose, it was for my best, but maybe it was to wake me up so that was not the best choice, or not the best choice. Or today, I shouldn't make that choice. We still have to have das in our head. It's very important. It's subtle, but very, very important. Anyway, what time is it? I don't know what time it is. Okay. With material matters, again, sometimes what appears to be the right choice, it's always, okay, I don't want to be didactic. Oh, let's skip this. It's making me crazy. Go to 172. I'm sorry. I'm probably wrong, but it's bothering me. I don't know. The aforementioned concept, 172. The aforementioned concept that Bitachon does not apply to spiritual matters only refers to the two aspects of choice and decision. However, there's still an area of divine service regarding which Bitachon is necessary. Again, broken down into Bechira, Hishtadlus, Gemar. Every action is broken down into those three. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, at least in general, we've already stated, Bechira and Hishtadlus is on man. You need to do what you need to do. You know what to do, go do it. Again, in general. The Gemar, that we need Bitachon. To get to the Gemar, that the Gemar should happen, the result that you want, you have to have Bitachon. And then even after, whatever happens, the Bitachon needs to be there, surrounding this whole area of result. Let's read the whole thing fast. We're going to have to continue next week. But let's read the whole thing fast. Avamash Shiroi Levtoach Alav, Hu gemar maisa ha'avoda achar b'chirasa b'leiv shalom v'nem v'haskam v'shtadlas b'var levav v'chavon l'shma gadol. However, it is proper to trust in God when it comes to ability to complete with success any act of His service. After wholeheartedly and genuinely choosing to perform the mitzvahs, resolving to do so, and making efforts with a pure heart and with intent that it be for the sake of His great name. He just added a lot into that paragraph. Now's not the time. That's really all from Shavuot Selukim and Shari Yichan Amaisa. But maybe we'll pick about last next week. I'm trying to stay on course here. Ubazeh. Anachnu chayavim l'schanin alav Lazaro osanu bo ulo horos osanu alav, regarding this facet of observance, namely, that we be successful in the performance of mitzvahs, we are obligated to pray to God to help and guide us. Kemo, page 173, Kemo Shekasev, Hadricheni b'amitech v'lamdeni, v'omer hadricheni b'nisiv mitzosecha, v'omer derech emunu b'charti, v'omer devakti beit vosecha Hashem al tivisheni, v'omer v'al tatzil mipi devar emes ad ma'od, kilim mishpatecha yichalti, all telem, all David HaMelech. As it is written, direct me with your truth and teach me, and lead me in the path of your commandments, and I chose the way of faith. Furthermore, it says in the next verse, I clung to your testimonies, Lord, mitzvahs, do not put me to shame. And later in the chapter, it says, do not utterly take out from my mouth the words of truth, because I hoped for your words. We'll analyze maybe next week. The kol zeraya, according to the Chavos of Oz, the kol zeraya shebichiraso haisa b'maisa havoda, ach, hispalel el Elokim al shnei devarim, echad mehem, liyached livavo ulechazik b'chirasu b'avodaso, b'harchakas tirdas olam libo veinav, k'ma shamar, yached livavo li yira shemechel, kal eina v'abita niflas mitorasecha, ha'aver eina miroshav, hat libi eled vasecha, v'hadomlem. All of the above verses are proof that King David, David HaMelech, made his own choice, his own b'chira, concerning the act of divine service. He didn't have bitachon, he chose. But still, he prayed to God concerning two matters. First, he prayed that God set aside his heart, liyachei levavo, for soul devotion to his service. And whenever I read the word soul, I always like to say it's S-O-U-L, for soul devotion, right? Neshama devotion, to his service. And that God strengthen his choice in his divine service. He already chose. He knew he had to choose. But he still relied. He davened and relied on the Kodesh Baruch Hu that Hashem would help clarify and to help him purify his devotions, his Yichud HaMaisa. Again, it's not this chapter, but we still have to speak about it in terms of Bitachon.
This is what you're talking about, not skipping the Bechira part of the Ruchnius that we mentioned before. Is this what David HaMelech is doing here?
Definitely. Yeah. I don't think about that. Yeah, that's for sure what he's doing. He's in the Bechira, he already chose, but he's asking for a deepening. I mean, right before he gets to his Hishtadlis, he wants to purify his heart. That's for sure. Yeah. And that's really from Yichra Maisa, Shavuot Zilukim, which is not this chapter, but he's bringing it all in order to just give a well-rounded avodah. Again, first he prayed that God set aside his heart for soul devotion to his service and that God strengthen his choice in his divine service. How? By driving away the disturbances of the world from his heart and his eyes. We try, but it's very difficult to get all these things out of our heart. Hashem, please help me get that out of my heart. Tell me stop thinking about work when I'm trying to daven. Let me not think about the thing that happened yesterday, today when I'm trying to daven. So you daven for that. As it says, unify my heart to fear your name. Right? That's what David HaMelech was davening for. And uncover my eyes, and I shall look at the hidden things from your Torah. Of course I'm going to learn Torah, but of course I want to see the pnimius of Torah. I want to be more deeply connected. And it says, turn away my eyes from seeing vanity. And right, of course I'm going to try not to look, but a person's trying to keep his shomer his eyes, but things are always passing by. Hashem, please keep those things away from me. And it says in the pasuk before, extend my heart to your testimonies, as it says in similar verses. Let's just finish up 174. V'hasheni, the second thing that he davened for, l'chazek evorav al hashlamas ha'maisim b'vodaso. Second, he prayed that God strengthen his limbs so that he should be able to complete those actions of his divine service. He's doing the hishtadlis, But part of his shtadlus, Hashem, please help me with the gemar. I'm trusting in you because the gemar is up to you. We've said the actual result of any mitzvah is never up to a person. It's only up to a Kadosh Baruch if he decides. But we still have to do our hishtadlis to get there, which is the physical actions of the limbs. And davening, Hashem, help me, help my limbs get to that place. That's part of our avodah. Whatever happens at the end of the day, the gemar itself, Kadosh Baruch, it's your choice. But we have to do everything possible, which is a combination of hishtadlis and bitachon, to get to the end. Since the actual performance of the mitzvahs is beyond our control, it was necessary for King David to pray for it. That is what the verse means when it says, lead me in the path of your commandments, which is going to be a problem, because that's a steer, I think, to what he said earlier. We'll get back to that next week. He just used that pasuk before. All right, we'll talk about that afterwards. And the same chapter, sustain me, and I shall be saved, and many other verses like this. Okay. Vani also levar ofne mafsidi hachilik hazeh, v'ofne hashlamoso ha'vehaderech hanachona bo bez Hashem. I intend in the future, with God's help, to explain the ways that destroy a person's bitachon regarding matters in this category, what causes his bitachon to be complete, and in the appropriate way in which behave in that regard. Okay, I pause because I don't. Linias daiti, that's not what he's discussing here. When he says, I intend in the future, if you just read, v'ani asid levar ofne mafsidi achelik hazeh, I intend in the future to explain what's going to be mafsid, stop you from this chelik, and how you could be mashlim, he's really referring to this next shar, yichud ha'mais. I'll explain more about mitzvahs and soul, you know, serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu properly in yichud ha'mais. That's not really the point here. So that's why I paused when they added the words, bitochem. I intend in the future with God's help to explain the ways that destroys a person's bitochen regarding matters in this category. I don't know if that's, I'll have to ask them what they understood from that. I don't think that's right, but I'm going to try to speak to people who put this out. Okay, that's my, I just saw that right now. I didn't realize. This is, yeah. We'll come back with that next week. I'll go upon him. Next week we're going to go back over this. We just read a lot. I need to break it down a little bit, understanding how the Gemara is bitochen, and we'll add a little bit of Shar Yichud HaMaaseh, because anyway, he mentioned it, and it's very important for our service. Oh, and next week also we'll have to go through this. We'll start with this as a chazara. If you want to bring the sheets up, I'll keep them for next week. Or I can print out more. This is a chazara of everything in this chapter. Take this one.